Box.
Yes, good morning, Hatter. How are you?
I'm okay, no complaints, nothing bad to say.
I know, that's right. first of all, I just wanted to make a quick statement. I wanted to send my condolences out to the family, you know, affected out here at Five Springs High School.
Yes, ma'am.
Where I'm getting emotional. Oh, excuse me.
I understand. Take your time.
It's just hard because my baby asked me, could he go to this party? My son asked me, could he attend this party? And I told him no, because it was my husband's birthday weekend. And we find out on yesterday when my son showed me the pictures. And I'm just in awe, and I'm praising God because I'm like, Lord, that could have easily, easily been one of my children, you know, been my baby. Because he, like I said, he asked me, could he attend this party? And for a 17-year-old child to think that he has to walk around with a gun, someone needs to talk to that baby and find out what is the problem. We have too many of our young black men that are willing to pick up a gun before picking up their hands to fight. When I was coming up, we fought. Every time I saw you, I fought. If I lost, I'm going to fight you. Now, when I win, hey, we good. But, I mean, that's just how it was back then. And it's just so sad. It's mind-boggling. I dropped my baby off this morning at school, and I hugged him, which is why I do this every morning, and I tell him I love him. But when I dropped him off at South Springs this morning, it was just a different feeling. My baby had this look of, like, just hurt, like he didn't even want to be in school this morning. And I just had to tell him, I love you, son. I love you. If no one else loves you, your mama loves you. And I'm praying for all of your friends and the staff at your school. And just let them know that, you know, and like I said, I'm sorry. It's just,
It's going to be all right. I appreciate
it's just
you calling.
So much.
Yeah, I understand. Like you said, and your like child could have been there.
Yes, and he asked, could he go to this party? And I told him no. And I'm like, Lord, I thank you because you told me no for a reason. You knew what was going to happen before I even knew. And I thank you for covering my child. You know, I just, I like I said, I just pray for the families, you know, and everyone who's affected. It's just, I can't wrap my mind around it. And I hear people talking about it's becoming ghetto out here and blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. If you don't live out here, you have no idea what's going on out here. This is a nice, quiet community out here.
Yes, ma'am.
We have no problems out here. I mean, of course, there are going to be idiots everywhere you go.
That's right.
We can't control that.
That's right.
But you can't just say, oh, it's becoming, quote, unquote, ghetto. What is ghetto? Can somebody define that for me? Is it because there's too many black people out here living in the quote-unquote white neighborhood? Is that what you're saying? It's becoming ghetto?
Well, we ain't going to even get into all that debate. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, and we know that, and that can happen anywhere.
And I
hear your passion today, and, you know, for whatever reason, you told your kid not to go, and that's just what it is. But as you said, condolences, we'll say condolences to those families and all those touched by. And we hope those kids can make it through school today. And I so appreciate your call and, you know, you sharing your story with us this morning.
Absolutely. And you guys have a wonderful morning. I just want to tell you guys to keep up the good work. You guys brighten up my day every day. When I'm in a bad mood, I turn on the radio and I listen to you guys. And I hear J-Mac or Jimbo say something crazy like, yeah, you know, and that just, it brightens my day.
Let me give you a little something before you go.
Yeah!
All right, Jimbo, I love you guys.
Look, love
have
you
a wonderful morning.
Yes, ma'am, you too.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.